We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. Hundreds of Afghan workers who helped Australian troops will be evacuated from Kabul in a last flight out of Saigon moment for the nation as the Taliban moves in on the capital. Australian Defence Force members will deploy within days for the emergency evacuation mission to rescue Afghan interpreters, journalists and other contractors. They will all be at risk if the Taliban successfully takes Kabul, a situation described by experts as an absolute disaster following the withdrawal of allies. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. Australians are being put at risk by dodgy doctors. Amid revelations, dozens of fakes, fraudsters and unregistered medics have been caught illegally treating patients. A 10% jump in complaints against unregistered medics last year has prompted authorities to urge Australians to check the qualifications of their practitioners. In New South Wales, there have been 21 health workers prosecuted since 2016 for holding out the term health regulators use for anyone practicing without medical registration. They include 7 dentists, 4 pharmacists, 4 psychologists, and 2 doctors. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Poland has come to Australia's rescue with 1 million extra Pfizer doses to be distributed in Sydney's hardest-hit areas after our plight was ignored by the US and its President Joe Biden. As our greatest ally turned its back on Australia because of our first world status, the unexpected purchase agreement with Poland will go directly to those aged under 40 in Sydney's COVID-struck LGAs of highest concern. Workers aged 16 to 39 in the city's west and southwest will be prioritised for New South Wales' 530,000 share of the additional Pfizer haul, while the remainder will be divided among other states and territories. And in sport, Cronulla Sharks front rower Andrew Fifita is undergoing tests in a Brisbane hospital after experiencing breathing difficulties when injured against the Knights on Sunday. The 2016 Grand Final hero had to be treated by paramedics on the sideline at Moreton Bay Daly Stadium in Redcliffe after suffering a blow to his throat. The Sharks were anxiously waiting on updates from doctors at the Royal Brisbane Hospital on Sunday night, where he was taken by ambulance. Those are your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.